Good morning, this is Bob Bragg. Welcome to the November 9th edition of Farm News and Views. If it seems like a lot of things are costing more lately, it's not just your imagination. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data indicates that the price of almost everything, from big-ticket items to our daily bread, have all increased significantly over the past year. While we can often put off buying new threads or a fancy car, we all need to eat. So that part of our expenses falls into the realm of agriculture. Food prices increased 4.6% from September 2020 to the end of the same month in 2021. Meat prices have led the charge, which might encourage some folks to think that farmers and ranchers are cutting a fat hog and making a lot of bread, gouging consumers. But data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index for bacon and related products that goes back to 1947 indicates that bacon prices are the highest ever, and they may go even higher in the next couple of months. Beef prices are also expected to rise by 6.5% to 7.5% over the same time period. But livestock producers aren't benefiting from the increased price consumers are paying for meat. For example, pork futures prices have declined from $120 in June to less than $80 this month. And the market price for feeder cattle, the cattle that go into feedlots, hasn't changed much recently. The monthly Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer determines how farmers feel about the current and future ag economic conditions by conducting a telephone survey of 400 U.S. Agriculture producers each month. The survey, completed between October and 18th and the 22nd, found that the expectations of higher crop input costs for 2022 has caused producers to be somewhat negative about the outlook for the agriculture economy and for their operations for the third month in a row. James Minert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, stated that rapid run-ups in input prices, especially fertilizer for crop production, are giving rise to concerns among producers about their operating margins weakening. Livestock producers are also concerned about a cost-price squeeze, especially in the pork and dairy sectors. For about 12,000 years, weeds have competed with farmers who grew plants for food and fiber. Until about 75 years ago, the battle between farmers and weeds was waged with hands, hoes, and horse-drawn or tractor-powered cultivators. After World War II, though, herbicides like 2,4-D came into play in agriculture production. In 1974, Monsanto introduced Roundup herbicide, a formulation using the active ingredient glyphosate, a broad-spectrum herbicide that controlled many broadleaf and grass-type plants. By 1996, Monsanto had developed Roundup Ready soybeans, followed by Roundup Ready cotton and corn varieties that resisted the effects of glyphosate. Farmers embraced this new technology because it saved them time and money, since spraying fields is faster and cheaper than using mechanical weed control. But weed resistance to glyphosate has thrown farmers a curveball. Two species of pigweed, Palmer aramath and water hemp, are plants that can produce 1 million seeds annually and are out of control in many corn and soybean fields. Palmer aramath is resistant to 9 different herbicides, while water hemp is impervious to 7. And there are no new herbicides on the horizon that may provide control for these zombie weeds. French philosopher Voltaire wrote, "Men argue, nature acts." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.